Not sure if you resonate, but I was a kind of person that if I had a decision to take and I was not sure about what to do, I would ask thousands of people. I would ask my friends, my family, sometimes even people I didn't know so well, and then I would kind of do what most of them would do in my situation. But this means that I was kind of a result, or my decisions were kind of a result of what these people would do, and not what was really, truly connected to what I wanted. I just didn't know what I wanted until I found this technique. Like, asana yoga helped me already a lot to find clarity, but this technique is killing it. It helps me so much with my decisions, and I'm really excited to share it. The first 20 minutes of this episode is about decision making in general and a little bit about the technique. So feel free to skip it if you would love to jump to the technique and do the meditation straight away. You will find the exact minute where the meditation starts in the show note. Enjoy listening. Welcome to Listen to Love. This podcast is all about relationships, starting with the relationship that you have with yourself. My name is Julia Pieper, and I made a promise. I promised to myself that in the end of my days, I want to say yes. This was it. Thank you. I am fulfilled. I lived life to its fullest.
Listen to the wind and listen to the water, hear what they say.
So many people give that as an advice when, when there is this question, what shall I do, right? And it's sometimes not so easy to answer. And I also truly believe, and I know from my own experience, that just asking the heart is sometimes not enough. It is important that all our different chakras get a voice. So this technique that I'm sharing with you here is very, very special for me. It has been helping me a lot. It has been helping me to make bigger or smaller decisions in life. And one of my dear masters that I've been learning from, and that I'm so grateful that he shared his knowledge with me, he always used to say, life is all about decisions. Before I jump right into the technique with you, I'm gonna share some general information about the technique itself. It is a technique that I developed myself. Probably there is other teachers who share something similar, but this is how I like to take decisions, and it has been very, very efficient for me in the past years. And based on my observations and linked to what yoga philosophy says, I'm gonna share some general information that help you to be efficient with the technique. If you know this already, because you might have done this a couple of times, check the show notes, because there you can see the exact minute where the meditation starts, so that you don't have to listen to the general information over and over again. The technique is a chakra meditation. You don't have to understand what chakras are. You also don't need to necessarily believe in chakra or in energy in its subtle form. It's more about asking the body for resonance. Okay, asking the body for resonance in different areas. So by moving our attention and our awareness into specific body parts, we are going to explore the sensation in those body parts, and we are looking for some kind of bioresonance. So we are looking and feeling and sensing if these areas are actually opening up, like giving us kind of a yes response, or if they are more tensing and closing up. So this can be an answer to a question, but the question needs to be formulated in a very clear way. So it is not possible to ask the question in a negative way, because then the buyer response might be a bit unclear. Whereas if you formulate the question as short and as positive and also as optimistic as possible, it is easier for your body to respond. For example, instead of, is it not healthy for me to be with this person? So if you would ask, is it not healthy for me to be with this person? There is a lot of confusion in your mind and even in your body, kind of, because it's much easier and much clearer to just ask, do I feel healthy about being with this person? You could also ask, shall I leave this relationship or shall I leave this situation? Never ask or questions, either or. So you shouldn't ask, is it better for me to stay in this situation or is it better for me to leave? Okay, then it is better for you to just decide for one question. So either you ask, shall I stay in this situation? Or you ask, shall I leave this situation? Decide for one of those options and then ask the exact question again in every chakra. Don't change the way you ask the question, the form you formulate the question. That is very important because otherwise the response that you get might be a bit different. Might not, the efficiency of the technique might be a bit limited. So as I said, this technique helps very much with decision making. So it helps us to make decisions, to take decisions for ourselves. It is sometimes hard because we are so pulled and pushed by people and situations around us that we sometimes, especially if we have the tendency to people please, if we want to please everyone, if that is part of our character trait, that can be sometimes, pushing us away from or pulling us away from knowing and understanding what we really want. Yogic philosophy describes viveka as the power that helps us to distinguish. Bikis Iyengar, the most influential teacher of one of my biggest direct teachers, said, happy is the one who knows how to distinguish the real from the unreal, the eternal from the transient, and the good from the pleasant by his discrimination and wisdom. I personally really, really love this quote. It has been a very good reminder in a lot of situations in my life, specifically in the ones where decision-making was not easy and especially staying with a decision after having made it and not constantly thinking, or what if, maybe I should have done this or maybe I should have decided differently. This quote has helped me a lot. So I printed it and I put it up the wall in a space in the place where I live, where I always walk through, like kind of in the corridor. So where I always look at, where I always pass by, and it's a very good guide. It's kind of a compass for me. So I kind of repeat it one more time. Happy is a man who knows how to distinguish the real from the unreal, the eternal from the transient, and the good from the pleasant by his discrimination. So this discrimination is kind of this viveka, right? The power to discriminate, to distinguish by his discrimination and wisdom. So before we start into the exercise, there is one other concept besides viveka, the power to distinguish, power to discriminate, which is called vairagya. And vairagya is equanimity. It is the non-attachment. And I'm talking about this now to remind you that sometimes it is very healthy for us to let go of certain ideas of how we should be, or how others should be, or how a situation should be, in order to be really free to make a decision and to distinguish. So while Viveka is the power to distinguish, Vairagya is really the power to relax into a situation with this attitude of non-attachment, of leaving all the desires behind, of being desireless. I know this is a really, really challenging one because, of course, we want a certain outcome, especially if we want to practice Viveka, if we want to make a decision. We might really need to say yes or no, right? So this is how these two concepts might get into struggle a little bit, or might oppose each other a little bit. But if you look closely, they're actually not. Like Rumi says, between ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. This quote gives a lot of peace to me, especially when I make decisions, that I remind myself I do this for myself in this moment because it feels right for me. And this alone is a valid answer. It is a valid answer. If it feels right, it is right. It feels right in my body, and not just in one part of the body, but it feels right in all of the parts, or most of them. And this is also important for me to mention, that it is very unlikely, at least it has never happened to me, that all of the chakras celebrate a decision. The cases in which this happened to me were the cases in which I didn't do the meditation because it was so obvious that the decision was not hard for me. It was a clear, full body yes straight away when the question got answered. So I didn't need to go into all of the chakras and stay there for a while and breathe and like feel it and so on. So in these crystal clear decisions, I usually don't do the chakra meditation. So, well, good for you if you do a meditation and then in all of the chakras, the response is yes. Okay, nice. But just letting you know, and I think that's important to share, that it's very unlikely that this happens. So it's more likely that you might have a clear yes in probably one or two chakras, and the others are feel empty or feel a bit tight or feel whatever, but not clear. And then it's up to you what you want to prioritize. I mean, it could be that one of your chakras says yes and celebrates this very much, and the others are pretty much against it, but you prioritize this chakra at the moment. For example, if you have in your Manipura chakra, so in your center of willpower, right in your solar plexus, you have a yes, a clear yes. Open, it feels open, it feels warm, it feels wide. And all the other chakras are pretty close or tense or feel anxious or insecure, or you don't really get a response there. It could be that your decision is a yes then, because maybe you are in a moment of your life where you feel, oh, actually, I want to move out of my comfort zone. I want to do this. It's freaking me out on all the other chakras. Like my root chakra feels really shaky. It feels really empty. And my heart is a little bit closed somehow. And I don't know, maybe I'm hurt, or I feel a lot of attachment in my heart because I'm afraid that I will hurt someone or whatever. because probably it has to do with moving to another place, yeah, and you're afraid that you lose your friends or that you hurt them, and this is why your heart doesn't give you the full yes response. But you really want to do this. Your willpower wants it. So then go for it. So if that's your priority in this moment of your life, okay. But then it's good to realize that also. Funny story. There was a moment in my life where I did this meditation, and it was about if I should stay in a relationship. So I asked this question, do I really want to stay with this man? And my chakras, most of them actually said no. It was just my second chakra, my Svadhisthana chakra, that really celebrated this decision, because we had a very, very good body connection. And that's why this chakra really wanted it. But I said, in the moment in my life where I am right now, this is not the only thing that I'm looking for, right? I mean, if I would have been maybe in the beginnings of my 20s, like still so in the beginning of exploring my sexuality, maybe I would have said, okay, yes, then this is my priority right now. This is what I'm exploring. Or as a teenager, probably, I don't know, like in my later teenage years or whatever. But in this moment of my life, I was very convinced that I want to look for the love of my life. So this is why I said, okay, this is not enough. I need more body response on the other chakras. Okay, so I'm sharing this little story with you because I can imagine that it helps you a lot to set your priorities and to understand how this chakra meditation works. I hope that you have enough information to really do it, to feel it, to embrace it, and to find out what it is, what you really, really want deep down, and to make a good decision for yourself. So one last little thing before we start into the meditation, you can already get comfortable and find your seat. I would like to remember and thank one of my really, really, really inspiring Buddhist meditation teachers who always said, may this practice truly be for the benefit of all beings, wherever they may be. And I like to remember this, especially because we are taking this decision now for ourselves. You take it for yourself. It's really only about you in this moment, and that's okay. And sometimes we have this fear that if we take a decision for ourselves, we might hurt others and we might not have taken them enough into consideration. But clarity and being clear with what we want already is a very big gift to others. And then it's about how we communicate it and how we bring it into action and how we move with this decision. But taking this decision and becoming clear on what we want is so, so precious, not only for yourself, but also for everyone that gets in touch with you. Just saying this as a little reminder before we start, finally, now. Find a comfortable seated position. Make sure your hips are a little bit higher than your knees. Maybe you want to sit on a bolster, on a cushion, a pillow, or a yoga block. On your next inhalation, pull your shoulders towards your ears, find length in your sides, and exhale, let the shoulders sink down, relax into your seat. Two more of this. Inhale, draw your shoulders up, finding length and opening. And exhale, relax into that wide open space in your shoulders, in your neck. One last time. Maybe you want to sigh, you want to exhale out. Close your eyes. Soften your belly. Feel how the air is moving in and out. How the belly is rising and falling. Just breathe naturally, softly, effortlessly. Notice how your belly is rising on the inhale and falling on the exhale. Draw the attention inward and try to formulate the question for yourself. Take a moment to go deep, but don't overcomplicate it. The question can be very simple. What is it that you want to know or that you need to know right now? Just take a moment to let the question come, and if you already received it, notice if you need to simplify the question or if it's already clear. Be sure that's not a yes or no question, that you just ask for one thing. Whenever you're ready, whenever you have the question clear, bring awareness to your root chakra. Bring the awareness down in your body. Draw the attention to the place in between your anus and your genitals. Your root. Breathe into that space. Feel the connection to what is underneath you. Notice how safe you feel with this question. Notice the body response. Just let this body part answer. Just answer here. Notice if your body feels wide or if it feels tense. Notice if it's warm or rather cold. How much belonging and how much trust do you feel? How much connectedness? How much safety is there when you ask this question? How much safety is there? How much trust? How much belonging? How much connectedness? In this part, what is your body response? What can you feel? How much can you feel? Last few deep breaths into Muladhara Chakra, your root chakra. Just notice what you feel. How much can you feel? And then from here, bring awareness into Svadhisthana Chakra. The root of this chakra is at your tailbone. And it opens up to your sexual organs. This is your place of creativity and the place of sexuality as well. notice how you feel in this area. What is your body response? Ask your question. And just notice and feel how your body is responding. What can you feel? How much can you feel? Is your body wide or is it further tense? Is it soft or hard? Is it warm or rather cold? What else can you feel? How much can you feel? Just allow your body to answer. What's the physical response that you receive right now? Is your body opening up or rather closing? Then bring awareness to your solar plexus, right above your navel, into your Manipura chakra. Notice how you feel when you ask your question here. Is your body open? Is it opening up? Or is your body in this area rather closing down? Or is it difficult to tell? How do you feel right here? How much can you feel? What can you feel there? What's the physical response, the answer that you receive there in form of a body sensation? Warm, cold, open, close, what is there? Just receiving. In the area of your willpower, what is it, what you really, really want? What do you want? Last few breaths here. And then bring awareness to your heart space, to your Anahata chakra. Bring awareness into your chest area. Soften your shoulders and breathe into your chest. Into your energetic heart space. How much love do you feel? How much love do you feel when you ask your question? What's the physical response in your heart? What does your heart say? What does your heart say? what's the physical response, the emotional response of your heart? What can you feel? How much can you feel? The last few deep breaths into your heart, into your energetic heart space. And then slowly, slowly bring your attention to your Vishuddha chakra, your throat chakra. It's located right in your throat. So notice how you feel in this area when you ask your question. Ask your question. Breathe with it. Be with it. And just notice, observe your body sensations. How is your body responding here? What's the physical response of your body in this area? Do you feel that you have a lot of space here, or does it feel rather narrow? Do you feel it's warm or rather cold? What else can you feel? How much can you feel? What is present here, right now? Last few deep breaths in your Vishuddha chakra and your throat chakra. We are moving on, so please bring your awareness to your third eye. It's the place in between your eyebrows. So your gaze behind your closed eyes goes to this spot as well, to the spot in between your eyebrows. Focus all your attention here. Breathe there. And just notice what you feel, or if you can see something. What can you feel? What can you see internally? What is present for you here, right now? Ask your question. What's your physical response on your third eye? What's the physical response in your Vishuddha chakra? What can you perceive? What's your innermost truth and intuition feeling here with regard to the question? And then bring your awareness to your seventh chakra, the crown chakra. It's the Sahasrara chakra, right on top of your head. It's right on top of your head. Right in the spot where babies have the fontanelle. Right in the middle of your skull. How connected do you feel to everything higher? When you ask this question, how connected do you feel? Do you feel open to connection with the answer that you receive here, right in this part? What do you feel? How much do you feel? How open or closed do you feel? How is your response? Just observe. What is present right now? Allow all the body sensations that are present to be present. Invite them all. They all have the right to be here. And even if you still feel insecure about your answer, it's okay. Give yourself the time to make your decision. Be generous with yourself. Be generous with your capacity, with your boundaries, that you set them the way you need to in order to protect yourself in this process of decision making. Keep the eyes closed and just allow the belly to rise and fall. Breathing slowly and gently, naturally, in and out. Just naturally. Gently rub your hands together to create some heat. And before you open your eyes, place the hands above your eyes and offer yourself a gentle massage in your face. While massaging yourself, you can gently and slowly open your eyes. If you feel like you want to take a note, just take pen and paper and write it down, or take your journal and write down what you just experienced, just your observations. And remember that your decision doesn't necessarily need to be taken right now. Maybe you just took an important step towards a clear and soulful and heartful decision for yourself. Congratulations on this step. Thank you for taking the time for yourself. Thanks for doing the work. Excited to hear how this episode was moving you. I'd be happy to know about your insights. So if you feel like sharing them with me, just jump to Instagram at upyoga and share them underneath the Insta post that's connected to this episode. or you can also send me an email through the contact form on my website. Check out my website for upcoming retreats, workshops, events, and online courses. And if you want to support my work, leave me a 5-star rating on iTunes. I hope to read or hear from you soon, or even see you on the mat somewhere. Until then, take care and listen to love.
Listen to the trees and listen to the flowers here.